In this holiday season, thousands of Louisiana residents who were displaced by last summer's floods are still living out of hotels. A historic amount of rain fell around Baton Rouge over 2 days in August. According to FEMA, more than 150,000 households applied for federal disaster assistance. Jesse Hardman of member station WWNO talked to some of these families.
Paul Varnadeau sits out on a patio with a few close friends, smoking a Sunday morning cigarette. He describes the view.
I'm looking directly at the interstate, and it's not a neighborhood feeling. It feels like we're in an industrial park.
This close to the end of the year, Varnadeau would normally be staring at his own lawn while grilling on the porch. But he hasn't been home since August.
The water just came out of nowhere. I got up in the middle of the night, and there was 4 feet of water in the street.
Paul Varnadeau was in his Baton Rouge subdivision when he realized August's epic floodwaters were on his doorstep. His family escaped in a boat and took refuge at a local hotel.
They said they weren't going to accept FEMA, so we were paying out of pocket.
Hotels choose to participate in FEMA's Transitional Shelter Assistance Program, which helps cover housing after disaster displacement. After running up a few $1,000 hotel room tab in a few weeks, Varnadeau and his clan got lucky and found a place that did take FEMA vouchers. That's how he wound up sitting here at the Microtel off the I-10 highway in Baton Rouge.
One day we had 20% occupancy, and within 45 minutes I was up to 100% occupancy and wishing I had more room so I could shelter more people.
That's Microtel manager Debbie Alls. 130 displaced locals started off at her hotel. 80 remained 4 months later. Tonight, she's cooking chili for the displaced families. She says there's a group meal 2 or 3 nights a week.
It's a home-cooked meal, so they don't have to go out and go to McDonald's every day.
Life at the Microtel has its challenges. People wind up eating a lot of fast food because they don't have full kitchens.
I got Popeyes in my car right now. I'm going to probably eat off that for 2 days.
That's Paul Varnadeau again. His 3 children and the many other kids at the hotel struggle with the confines of living in a single room. One young boy flies through the hotel lobby past a couple of FEMA caseworkers on laptops. He uses a blanket for a cape, pretending he's a superhero.
I'm Batman.
Back in front of the hotel, 50-year-old mother of 2, Rose Williams, takes a drag from a cigarette. She gets up at 4:30 a.m. every weekday to make sure her teenage daughters can get to their old schools, a longer commute since the family was displaced. William says her oldest daughter struggles with anxiety.
Because she was so worried as to, like, why are we still here?
The answer to that question is a complicated algorithm of FEMA deadlines, contractors, landlords, mortgages, availability of building materials, and more. Recovering from a disaster takes time. Some at the Microtel are getting close to being able to move to repaired homes and apartments. Others, like Williams and her family, still don't have a move-in date.
I can't see the future right now.
FEMA did announce it's extending hotel vouchers another month, which means Williams and her family will get to spend Christmas at the Microtel with the people she's come to rely on over the past 4 months, a group she now refers to as One Big Family. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Hardman in Baton Rouge.